Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau Kaufmann. Englisch, Hörverstehen, Serie Beta 1. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A voicemail.
Hello, this is Julia from Perfect Holidays. I'm calling to let you know about travel arrangements for your trip to Naples. The flight number is EJU1125, leaving from Basel Airport at 13:15 on Thursday, the 19th of August. Unfortunately, the Holiday Inn was booked out, so I've reserved a double room at Naples Suite Bed and Breakfast. That's NAPLESUITES. That's NAPLESUITES Bed and Breakfast. They're right in the centre of Old Naples, a great location. I've organised a shuttle bus from Naples Airport. The driver's mobile number is 0039 78 359 0047. If you need to get in touch with the hotel, you can reach them on 0039 81 551 6141. That's all. Have a great flight to Napoli.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, this is Julia from Perfect Holidays. I'm calling to let you know about travel arrangements for your trip to Naples. The flight number is EJU1125, leaving from Basel Airport at 13:15 on Thursday, the 19th of August. Unfortunately, the Holiday Inn was booked out, so I've reserved a double room at Naples Suite Bed and Breakfast. That's NAPLESUITES. That's NAPLESUITES Bed and Breakfast. They're right in the centre of Old Naples, a great location. I've organised a shuttle bus from Naples Airport. The driver's mobile number is 0039 78 359 0047. If you need to get in touch with the hotel, you can reach them on 0039 81 551 6141. That's all. Have a great flight to Napoli.
Now go on to part two. 2. A problem with an order.
Good afternoon. Is that Brown's Office Supplies? Okay. This is Alan Whitaker from Catwalk Fashion. We're still waiting for our order, which we placed on the 14th of May, over 2 weeks ago. Right. The confirmation number is, let me have a look. Here we are. GJW754. No, sorry. It's GJW745. We ordered 250 envelopes and 10 ink cartridges for our printers. They're the ones for the HP OfficeJet Pro 8610 printer. The total amount is £313.80, and we usually get a discount of 8%. Yes, please find out what happened and call me back on my direct line on 0221 347 7978. That's right, Whitaker. Just like the country singer, WHITTAKER. Thank you very much, I'll be waiting for your call.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Good afternoon. Is that Brown's Office Supplies? Okay. This is Alan Whitaker from Catwalk Fashion. We're still waiting for our order, which we placed on the 14th of May, over 2 weeks ago. Right. The confirmation number is, let me have a look. Here we are. GJW 754. It's GJW 745. We ordered 250 envelopes and 10 ink cartridges for our printers. They're the ones for the HP OfficeJet Pro 8610 printer. The total amount is £313.80, and we usually get a discount of 8%. Yes, please find out what happened and call me back on my direct line on 0221-347-7978. That's right, Whitaker. Just like the country singer, WHITTAKER. Thank you very much. I'll be waiting for your call.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to Maisie Knowles, co-founder of freeshipping.org, talking to radio journalist Keith Lawson about the secrets of building a very successful business and maintaining a healthy marriage. For each question, mark the best answer, A, B, or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Good afternoon and welcome to Business Talk. I'm Keith Larson and with me in the studio is Maisie Knowles. It's great to have you here today, Maisie.
It's a pleasure to be on your show, Keith.
Maisie, some people say it's tough to stay married these days. You and Luke are taking it a step further. You're married and running a business together. Can you tell us something about your business?
Well, a couple of years ago, we founded freeshipping.org, a website for consumers to find online retailers that offer free shipping deals. So far, we've managed to do quite well, despite having an added challenge and benefit that most husband and wife entrepreneurs don't share. We work from a home office, side by side, just a few feet away from each other. We also have a baby daughter, Isabel.
That must be quite a challenge. How do you manage to organise yourselves?
Well, as a married couple, when you move from conventional office jobs to working together in your own business, you go from not having much time together to being around each other most of the day, every day. It can be a challenge to define life as husband and wife and life as business partners because it's hard to separate the two. Still, we would rather work together in our own business then go our separate ways in the morning, working for someone else. And taking care of our baby is actually not a problem either.
How did it all start?
We had reached a point in our careers where we felt that it would be better to invest our knowledge and abilities in our own business than for someone else. It's a risky step, but if you want to work for yourself, it's a risk you have to take. And actually, we can fit in our daughter too.
What are the advantages of working at home?
I'd say that working from home saves a lot of time and money, as we don't have to commute nor pay for childcare. We never get stuck in any traffic jams. The most important thing, however, is having more time for each other and our baby.
Are there any certain things one needs to think about before starting a business together?
You know, as husband and wife and business partners, you spend a lot of time together, and even more so if you share the office. It's therefore important to take some time for yourself. For example, walking the dog or going to the gym. It would be ideal to have set office hours and stick to them, but that's not always easy, of course.
Do you have any tips for other couples who want to work from home together?
Obviously, you need to be confident that your idea will be successful. You need to be comfortable with working from the same home office, and of course, you also have to respect each other's feelings and beliefs.
Last question. Are you happy with your present situation?
Yes, although there are good and bad days, as in any business. But even on the worst days, we agreed that we would rather work side by side for our own company than be employed in an office away from home. Simply put, we couldn't imagine working in a traditional office setting again. We spend more time with each other and our daughter, and we are working as a team to build our business.
Maisie, thanks a lot for joining us on Business Talk. Good luck with your business.
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Good afternoon and welcome to Business Talk. I'm Keith Larson and with me in the studio is Maisie Knowles. It's great to have you here today, Maisie.
It's a pleasure to be on your show, Keith.
Maisie, some people say it's tough to stay married these days. You and Luke are taking it a step further. You're married and running a business together. Can you tell us something about your business?
Well, a couple of years ago, we founded freeshipping.org, a website for consumers to find online retailers that offer free shipping deals. So far, we've managed to do quite well, despite having an added challenge and benefit that most husband and wife entrepreneurs don't share. We work from a home office, side by side, just a few feet away from each other. We also have a baby daughter, Isabel.
That must be quite a challenge. How do you manage to organise yourselves?
Well, as a married couple, when you move from conventional office jobs to working together in your own business, you go from not having much time together to being around each other most of the day, every day. It can be a challenge to define life as husband and wife and life as business partners because it's hard to separate the two. Still, we would rather work together in our own business than go our separate ways in the morning working for someone else. And taking care of our baby is actually not a problem either.
How did it all start?
We had reached a point in our careers where we felt that it would be better to invest our knowledge and abilities in our own business than for someone else. It's a risky step, but if you want to work for yourself, it's a risk you have to take. And actually, we can fit in our daughter too.
What are the advantages of working at home?
I'd say that working from home saves a lot of time and money, as we don't have to commute nor pay for childcare. We never get stuck in any traffic jams. The most important thing, however, is having more time for each other and our baby.
Are there any certain things one needs to think about before starting a business together?
You know, as husband and wife and business partners, you spend a lot of time together, and even more so if you share the office. It's therefore important to take some time for yourself. For example, walking the dog or going to the gym. It would be ideal to have set office hours and stick to them, but that's not always easy, of course.
Do you have any tips for other couples who want to work from home together?
Obviously, you need to be confident that your idea will be successful. You need to be comfortable with working from the same home office, and of course, you also have to respect each other's feelings and beliefs.
Last question. Are you happy with your present situation?
Yes, although there are good and bad days, as in any business. But even on the worst days, we agreed that we would rather work side by side for our own company than be employed in an office away from home. Simply put, we couldn't imagine working in a traditional office setting again. We spend more time with each other and our daughter, and we are working as a team to build our business.
Maisie, thanks a lot for joining us on Business Talk. Good luck with your business.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. Listen to Jason Blunt interviewing Lynette Kuzma, CEO and co-founder of Natural Machines, about 3D printed food. Please fill in the gaps in the sentences below with the correct form of the keyword or keywords. Use one or two words. You now have 1 minute to read the sentences below. And here we go.
Good morning and welcome to Future Trends. I'm Jason Blunt, and here with me in the studio is Lynette Kuzma, CEO and co-founder of Natural Machines, the manufacturer of Foodini 3D food printers.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Lynette, tell us about 3D printed food.
Well, we all remember the Replicator, the Star Trek food manufacturer, able to turn any molecule into food. 3D printing is able to make dishes from different pastes and materials, so it seems we're getting closer to the science fiction concept. The possibilities are almost unlimited.
That sounds amazing.
Absolutely. But the first results of 3D food printing were not that spectacular at all. The printed objects were made from sugar paste and often not good enough to eat. However, the development of technology has helped to perfect the process so that you can now produce chocolate, sweets, or even real meals. One of the main advantages is undoubtedly the freedom of design. Indeed, 3D printers are able to create very complex shapes that are difficult to achieve with traditional methods.
So, how did it all start?
Well, between 2006 and 2013, NASA carried out several advanced food programs. They developed the Chef 3D, which was able to 3D print a pizza. The pizza only had to be pushed into the oven. All in all, 3D food printing in space travel has the main goal of making the life of astronauts more pleasant and thus more attractive for longer missions.
But why should anyone use this new technology if they can buy the same food at the supermarket?
So far, very few people know about printing food and therefore tend to reject it. That's also how I reacted when I was first introduced to the idea of 3D printed food. It has the same appearance as packaged food, which you buy from the local supermarket. However, with a 3D printer, you can make your own decision about which ingredients you use.
Do you use a 3D food printer at home?
Well, yes, I have a foodini at home and have had many positive results, especially with my children. For example, they're not very keen on normal spinach, but they find it a lot more attractive if it comes in the shape of small dinosaurs. And this makes life a lot easier, I can tell you.
What other possibilities are there?
One can, of course, use 3D food printing in places like hospitals and old people's homes. First of all, the meal can be perfectly adapted to the patient's needs. If, for example, elderly patients have difficulties chewing, the food can be pureed and reprinted in 3D in a more pleasant consistency. This can seriously increase the standard of living of many people in old people's homes or hospitals.
Could the environment also benefit from this new technology?
Well, just think of the ugly leftovers from the meat and fish production process. Nobody would buy this voluntarily. Nevertheless, there is nothing bad about the leftovers. With the help of 3D printing, the leftovers would be included in a more appetizing shape and thus kept in the food chain.
So, will we all have 3D food printers at home in the near future?
There's still a problem with cooking the product. The printing of the food works, but it's still necessary to cook the food after printing it. We are, however, working hard to produce an everyday 3D food printer. It's only a matter of time.
Lynette, thank you very much for this fascinating discussion on 3D food printing.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Good morning and welcome to Future Trends. I'm Jason Blunt, and here with me in the studio is Lynette Kuzma, CEO and co-founder of Natural Machines, the manufacturer of Foodini 3D food printers.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Lynette, tell us about 3D printed food.
Well, we all remember the Replicator, the Star Trek food manufacturer, able to turn any molecule into food. 3D printing is able to make dishes from different pastes and materials, so it seems we're getting closer to the science fiction concept. The possibilities are almost unlimited.
That sounds amazing.
Absolutely, but the first results of 3D food printing were not that spectacular at all. The printed objects were made from sugar paste and often not good enough to eat. However, the development of technology has helped to perfect the process so that you can now produce chocolate, sweets, or even real meals. One of the main advantages is undoubtedly the freedom of design. Indeed, 3D printers are able to create very complex shapes that are difficult to achieve with traditional methods.
So, how did it all start?
Well, between 2006 and 2013, NASA carried out several advanced food programs. They developed the Chef 3D, which was able to 3D print a pizza. The pizza only had to be pushed into the oven. All in all, 3D food printing in space travel has the main goal of making the life of astronauts more pleasant and thus more attractive for longer missions.
But why should anyone use this new technology if they can buy the same food at the supermarket?
So far, very few people know about printing food and therefore tend to reject it. That's also how I reacted when I was first introduced to the idea of 3D printed food. It has the same appearance as packaged food, which you buy from the local supermarket. However, with a 3D printer, you can make your own decision about which ingredients you use.
Do you use a 3D food printer at home?
Well, yes, I have a Foodini at home and have had many positive results, especially with my children. For example, they're not very keen on normal spinach, but they find it a lot more attractive if it comes in the shape of small dinosaurs. And this makes life a lot easier, I can tell you.
What other possibilities are there?
One can, of course, use 3D food printing in places like hospitals and old people's homes. First of all, the meal can be perfectly adapted to the patient's needs. If, for example, elderly patients have difficulties chewing, the food can be pureed and reprinted in 3D in a more pleasant consistency. This can seriously increase the standard of living of many people in old people's homes or hospitals.
Could the environment also benefit from this new technology?
Well, just think of the ugly leftovers from the meat and fish production process. Nobody would buy this voluntarily. Nevertheless, there is nothing bad about the leftovers. With the help of 3D printing, the leftovers would be included in a more appetizing shape and thus kept in the food chain.
So, will we all have 3D food printers at home in the near future?
There's still a problem with cooking the product. The printing of the food works, but it's still necessary to cook the food after printing it. We are, however, working hard to produce an everyday 3D food printer. It's only a matter of time.
Lynette, thank you very much for this fascinating discussion on 3D food printing.
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.